Yo. Hey G, you
Bro.
with me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you loud and clear.
That's what's up.
What up? You sounding under the weather, homie?
Yeah, just a little bit. Got a little cold going on, but it's all good.
Damn, who got you like that?
I want to blame my niece, but I can't. It's her birthday.
Man. Oh man,
I'm saying, yeah.
I invited Mel from Mel's Cafe and Nathan, but I'm not sure she'll be able to make it. But I don't know. Maybe we'll
Yeah.
talk about anything. If she show up, she show up.
What do you think she's doing right now? You think she's stirring a good pot of gravy right now?
Yeah, or she got some ackee and salt fish or something of that
Oh, that's
nature,
right.
Nathan.
Oh, that's right. I
You know.
forgot. She fake Caribbean, so she's probably making a decent curry right now.
A decent curry. A
A
decent
decent
curry.
curry,
Yeah.
yeah.
Boy, you
I'm
know.
and I only say decent because she got a restaurant, so
Boy, you know.
it's
You don't know. No, she's gonna say something crazy
gotta
like
be nice.
that.
She probably get it. She probably get me with that good island talk. You know what I'm saying? Call
Yeah,
me
I'm over
a
here.
stunt.
Oh, mother skunk. Yeah, I'm over here
Yeah.
drinking. I'm drinking some mullein tea right now, and anything to keep that phlegm out your chest. Anything I mean, that
Okay.
it calms down your nervous system and your muscles and stuff like that, and
That's what's up.
respiratory on point. Anything I mean, so ever
What's it
since
called?
COVID started hitting, anything mullein tea.
Spell that? I don't think I ever heard of that.
Mullein, Mullein,
Oh,
Mullein tea.
malign. Oh,
Mullein
malign.
tea.
What you know about that malign? It sound like somebody from the Caribbean put you up on that too.
No, I don't know where it's from and anything, but don't try to check my accent and anything just now and anything, because the way I laid it out for you and anything that sound right. I mean.
No, it's all good. No, I'm just saying, nah, cause nah, man, my Trini partners and them, they put me up on that a little while ago. So actually, I should be drinking that right now. A good bush broth, you know what I'm saying, with some a good fish broth with some bush tea, knock this thing right out.
That shit work. That shit work. Yo, for real,
Yep.
Nathan, back in the days, my grandfather used to have us, he used to tell us to go up the hill and grab we thought it was just weeds, but he said it was rabbit tobacco. And he'd come back and he put that thing in a pot and, you know what I'm saying, boil it and anything, pour some tea. I don't remember what it
Yeah.
tastes like. I remember it being bad and nothing like that. It probably tastes like nothing, just like this Milan tea, as you called it.
Right.
Tastes just like that and anything, you know what I'm saying? And it'll knock everything, clean out your chest, knock your lung clean. You'd be looking at your lung on the ground like this, damn, what's that? You know what I mean? I'm better though.
So you're
Get it
saying
out.
he gave you some thing. He gave you some landscaper clippings that had you cleaning out your whole regulatory system.
Word up. It probably was some grass that a rabbit peed on. He called it rabbit tobacco. Who knows? But it
Rabbit
worked.
tobacco.
It worked. It worked.
I'm gonna ask my
It
landscaper friend, see if he knows anything about that. You know
worked.
they know
Yeah.
all about that.
Yeah, they always know. The landscapers always know.
Weirdo. Facts.
Yeah, man. I want to get to I really want to get you on here to talk about it's been a long time since we you know what I'm saying, we bumped heads on some things or whatever.
Yeah, man.
You know what I think it's really been that we've been no, this is what I'm learning. All right, I'm just gonna get straight to it. When you're too opinionated, there's a fine line that you cross. Either you get all the way up to the edge of it and anything and you get like a deal. Or people and anything, they like you, but when you're too opinionated and anything, they get scared and they don't want to talk to you at all. You know what I mean? And I think we scared a lot of people away and anything over the years, and even what we were doing. So
Yeah.
while we were gone and anything, while we sat back and we looked at everybody and we laughed sometimes and we pointed fingers and whatever like that, like look at this shit. I think a lot of the people and anything who wanted to get right up to the edge or didn't want to cross that line, they got a chance to have a voice and anything like that. So I don't know. I think I'm back and I'm on some like fuck they voice. Fuck they voice.
Fuck their voice, huh? I can dig that. I'll be one thorough with you. So I've never gave a fuck about what anybody else said, because I'm too busy talking, and I'm so loud that I can't really hear anybody's voice anyway. So, I mean, that's all I got to say about that. But as far as this Meg Thee Stallion situation, this thing got me
Whoa,
this thing got me
easy.
look.
Wait. I didn't even say, I said nothing about Meg yet. Hold on. How did you get there already? I didn't even say Meg Thee
Oh my
Stallion.
bad. Oh my
Why
bad. Oh,
would you think I was talking about Meg? Now, why would you dare think I was talking about Meg?
because I'm
Why would
looking
you
at the
think that?
title.
Oh, okay. So that kind of got
I'm
you
just
there.
like no, I'm just
Why
looking
did
up at
you
the
think I
title,
was
and
looking
that
at?
just it just it kind of it I'm just I ain't saying nothing other right now other than it got me a little the whole situation got me a little miffed. You know what I'm
Whoa,
saying?
whoa, whoa! Oh, speak English to me. Speak English to me. What's that word? Because you told me not to say mullein. What's that
Miff,
word?
I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here slightly confused.
Okay,
Just
miffed,
slightly.
slightly
Yeah,
confused.
I'm just a little I'm just a little bit confused.
Okay.
You know?
So hold on. So what did the Meg thing? All right. Let's be clear. Let's be clear. About this Meg thing. Is she sexy? Let's start from the top. Is she sexy?
When she don't have all that transsexual makeup on, she look like something.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When she not looking like a complete transformer, you know what I'm saying, more than meets the eye kind of bitch, then yeah, she look like something. She's a cute motherfucker. She really is. But when she got, you know what I mean, when she got like that Little Richard pancake shit on with the nails, you know what I'm saying, with the butterfly wing
Okay.
eyelashes, you know what I'm
All
saying, just looking like RuPaul in the 90s, I can't do it. You know what I'm
right.
saying? She loses me. I start moonwalking, and I gotta moon. I gotta start moonwalking over to Ari Fletcher. And I don't even like her big headed ass. I swear I don't.
I'm only asking you that because I think that that's the consensus. Well, I don't even think that's the consensus. I don't think most guys think like you. I think I'm on some real shit. I think that most guys, they think that Meg is sexy, and if you dare say that you wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, if she tried to push up on you, or if she was in a room with you and you tried to push up on her, and they,
That's
that well rather if she was in a room with you would definitely try to push up on her, or if she tried to
not the
push up on
point.
you.
No. Hold on. You got this all wrong. That's not the point.
What is it?
Because as men, it's like, of course we're gonna push up on her. With she could look like Al
Why,
Roker
of
in
course?
the
Why, of course? Why, of course, do you say? Why do you say, of course?
Because she got two things going on. One, she well, actually she got three things going on. One, she got money. Two, she got the spotlight. And three, she's a female. You know what I'm saying? We know she's a female. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so to say that I won't put her, you know what I mean, in the camel clutch, you know what I mean, or tie her up into a figure four pretzel, you know what I'm saying, jump off the roof like, you know what I mean, like Jimmy Superfly Snooker, and you know what I'm saying, start dunking on her the right way, that has nothing to do with it. Because I'll do that to a Perth Amboy 3.
Whoa.
You know what I'm
What's a
saying?
Perth Amboy 3? What's that? What's
A
that?
Perth, a Perth, a Perth Amboy 3 is like a she like she just like she only speak Spanish. She can speak English, but she only speaks Spanish. She work at the Swan Motel on Route 1 in Linden. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? She make fantastic empanadas and horchatas. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and she's thick. You know what I'm saying? She got a little bit of diabetes, admittedly, but you know what I'm saying? You still gonna do something to her because, you know what I mean? Because she'll love you the way you need to be loved. You know what I mean? In a foreign language, probably with subtitles.
And she's flexible.
She flexible, and if she even if she like Benjamin J. Grimm, the thing from Fantastic Four, ugly, she keep her hair, she keep her hair and nails done, she keep her feet done, she's cool with it, you know what I'm saying? So when she's stirring that pot of motherfucking birria
So,
tacos,
saying
she's with
cool
it. She's that. That's what she is, you know what I'm saying? But even still, I'm gonna try to get her pregnant. That's the point. So of course, if Meg Thee Stallion come trotting my way, do you know that she'd be pregnant before I even say hello?
Wow. So it's safe to
That's
say,
just
like
how
you
I
see,
feel. That's just how I feel.
So it's safe to say that you weren't biased in the case.
No, because
Okay.
I'll be honest, right? I'll be honest, right? So this is the thing that got me confused. One, even though I like Tory Lanez music, some of it, but to be honest, he as a person, he whacked to me. So it's like them two, I could really care less, but because I
Why
think
do you
that
think he
there
whacked?
was,
Why do
huh?
you think he whacked? Why do you think he whacked? I'm really curious about that. Why do you think he whacked?
No disrespect to anybody that comes from that maple leaf, but Canada, y'all, I can't. I can't. He's Canadian. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, his music is cool. You know what I'm saying? But we live in a time where your music is not a representative of your lifestyle.
True,
You know what I'm
true.
saying?
And
So and
what
he
you
got a
see,
lot of
what you
he
see,
got a lot he got a
what
lot
he
of songs that got he got songs that's got like a lot of hard lyrics. You know what I'm saying? I know cold-blooded killers that listen to Tory Lanez shit, right? But he's not that. He's
So what
a
is he?
he's
He's
a
what syrup? Or you think is maple leaves and syrup? What do you think?
yeah, hockey, you know what I'm saying? Weird ice related games. Saying English words the wrong way,
What
all
is that
that.
game that they play when they be scrubbing the ice while the thing is that the disc is going down the ice? What is that called again?
It's
What is
called
that thing?
curling.
Curling. Do you
It's
think he
called
played?
curling.
You think he curls?
Yeah, he was probably like and you know what? He was probably played in high school, and he was like the first black dude on the team. He was just like, "Yo, I'm done with the chess club. You know what I'm saying? I'm done with Canadian debate club. Let me try this curling shit so I can get my Canadian rap career started." No, like I said,
Jeez.
no disrespect to Tory Lanez, because you know what I mean, he out here doing his thing. It's just
Well, he was.
I don't see him as a 50 Cent. I don't see him as I don't see him as like an MOP or a Mobb Deep. You know what I'm saying? Niggas where you really like you heard stories from where they're from
That's
and their
biased.
exact
That's
and
biased.
their
That's
exact it's
biased. You're biased. You're
huh?
biased. You tried to throw the MOP thing in there,
Whatever.
Nathan, because you sat down,
Whatever.
you interviewed him. You interviewed him, you talked with him, you drank a gallon of Hennessy with Billy Dance and anything. So what? Who cares? Don't try to go
So,
biased on
okay.
me, man.
Okay, cool. But was I also biased when I interviewed Sheik? 'Cause Sheik's another one. Sheik another one. He from Yonkers, and he's known for robbing niggas and knocking niggas out, for real, for real.
And that's why you won't you're not gonna you're gonna act like Tory. You got to live up to that too. This is the problem.
That's not
This is
what
the
I said.
problem.
No, no, no. That's not what I said. Remember what I said earlier. I said we live in a time where you don't have to make music that reflects your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? You make lyrics and you make songs of a life that you don't have to live or that you've never lived before ever in your life.
Okay. So
That's just that's the era we live in.
I don't think Tory's ever made a song about, you know what I'm saying? Yo, he'll bust a chick in her feet, shoot a chick in the foot and anything, and make a dance and anything and say, dance, bitch, or whatever like that. So
But he should have, because
he
now
should.
he got because but you know what? Like I said, this it still got me confused because now he up for 30 years, So now he actually has paperwork to go with his lyrics. And if he made a song called, you know what I'm saying, Dance Bitch Dance, you know what I'm saying, and don't trip and fall, I'm listening to the joint and I'm like, yo, this nigga's real. He really shot this. It's on paperwork now. He really shot this bitch in the feet and made her tap dance, fucked her friend and her,
That would be a gangster song. Truly gangster.
Yes, it would be. It
Having
would
done
be.
all
It'd
of
be
the stuff
dope.
that they say he did, that had done all of the stuff that, you know what I'm saying, he was accused of doing and found guilty of doing, that would be gangster. That would be gangster.
Yeah.
Think about that. You think about
Yeah,
that.
that's what I'm saying. And then we can then we can get back to a time
At a
before
Kardashian's house. At a Kardashian's
I
house
was
and everything with two friends that you were
egg,
smashing and everything,
exactly.
and then turned around and shot one in the foot and everything, you know what I'm saying, and then said Dance Bitch Dance and everything, and then went to trial, blew trial. Yeah, that's crazy. That's
Exactly.
crazy. A million in the first day. He on Lil Wayne status
I
at that
buy
point.
it.
He Lil Wayne numbers. You said
No.
you'll buy it?
No, he be at Drake status.
Drake status, true. True. But
He be at Drake
Lil Wayne sold
status.
a million records in a day. Remember that back in the days. Lil Wayne did a million records in a
Oh
day.
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, nobody's yet to do that. But
That's true.
so let me ask you this, man. This is real shit. Real shit now. So you kind of lay it out. You lay it out to like pretty much how most guys see Meg, and you know what I'm saying, she walk in the room, whether they think that she dope or not, they feel like, you know what I'm saying, yo, I knock her down. If she don't holler at me, I'm hollering at her. So it's like with this whole case though, you think that mindset and anything, it kind of overtook a lot of guys and anything, I'm saying, to where they stop seeing things as they were being presented. You think that? Because and it's because really because a lot of facts were laid out in this case. And I'm not talking about the testimony. The testimony was great entertainment. Should be, y'all swear, somebody should do a movie, a web series, I don't care, straight to DVD. I don't care if you want to stream, do a straight to stream movie and anything. Somebody who got a camera or a lot of cell phones and need to start shooting that movie or writing a script to that. Because that right there is, this is a dope story and anything, right? But just the factual test, just the factual testimony. You know what I'm saying, from the forensics and the professionals and whatever like that. You know what I'm saying, the DNA experts and the forensic experts and anything of the case. Do you feel like in anything, a lot of guys, they kind of jumped on the side of Meg and anything a little too soon, and they think because they felt like she was sexy or because they felt like, yo, I would bust her down and anything if I was in a room with her.
I mean, maybe that could be it. But to be honest, I didn't really hear too many dudes saying that they on Megan's side now that the verdict came out. I
But
mean,
I mean, I heard,
not the
but it don't
people I
matter. It
talk
don't
to.
matter if they're on. It don't matter if they're on their side once the verdict comes out. What really matters is if they're on that
Yeah.
side and anything before the verdict comes out. And you know what I'm saying,
Like I
because right in this day and age, where we are now, and anything is like, if you got somebody and anything who has somewhat, everybody has a voice now because we got this thing in our phone, in our hand called the phone. And you know what I'm saying, so it's like everybody has a voice. So it's like if you have a voice or you have a platform and anything where you got a lot of listeners and a lot of, you know what I'm saying, followers, such as a radio, you're a radio personality, or you got a lot of followers on, you know what I'm saying, Instagram or social media, whatever have you, and you take a stance in anything of, hey, this person is guilty, this person is innocent, and anything, straight off the rip or whatever like that, and then all of a sudden your people start following you and anything, you can kind of sway the judgments and anything of popular opinion. And anything, I'm saying, real early on, that right there permeates and anything. And you got a jury of 12 people and anything. Nobody's going to tell me anything that if there's a jury of 12 people and they're not looking at their social media, looking at their phones, or going home and discussing with their family. I don't care what your instructions are from the judge or the courts. You're going to go and talk
Right.
to your significant other about it. You're going to talk to, you know what I'm saying, friends about it or whatever like that. And maybe you won't talk to friends, but you're going to talk to whoever you're around on a daily basis when you go home at night. You're not going to just shut your mouth and be like this. Let's just eat dinner. Let's just eat dinner. I don't want to talk about it. Whatever like that. You're going to talk about it because this is what you're dealing with. You're mad as hell that you're missing out on your everyday pay from work and everything. You only get like your $18 a day from or your $12 a day, whatever they're paying you right now and anything. Because I can't do jury duty. But whatever they're paying you and anything for jury duty and anything nowadays.
$5.
I don't know what it is. $5. Look at that.
$5.
So it's like, it's kind of crazy and anything to say that nobody's being influenced by the voices or the talking heads and anything out there. You know what I mean? Okay, so when there was so many people running their mouth and anything and talking about, you know, how they felt about it and what they felt about it, because, you know, whether it was because they liked Meg's music or they liked Tori's music or they liked Meg Thee Stallion's her Meg knees and anything, or they wanted to bone Meg and anything, or they thought, like, you know, whatever it was and anything, people were influenced by this by something that was outside of the facts in this case, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of it all, this is what ended up, you know what I'm saying, convicting this kid Tory Lanez. It wasn't really the facts. That's what I feel.
Right, but see when you asked me the question, I thought you were thinking about regular people, you know what I'm saying, out on the street. But now I see you talking about talking heads. Well, that's easy. It's easy to see why they would side with Meg. One, because, like I said, we live in a different era. We live in this is the Me Too era. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the Me Too era, the era of clout, the era of victimhood. This is believe all women. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if you have a platform where
shouldn't you believe all women? Shouldn't you believe all women?
You shouldn't believe all of anybody.
Oh, okay.
Because most people are liars.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And that's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Most people are not going to tell you the complete and honest 100% truth about themselves. They won't even give you the 100% truth about what is really going on in the world. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you should never take somebody's opinion as 100%. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I don't want to jump, you know, too much on that subject. But what I'm saying is that you have a lot of people that is going to ride with Meg just because she's a woman. And then you're going to have a lot of people that's going to ride with Meg because there is a lot of money behind keeping Meg Thee Stallion in a good light with people. You know, you understand? Mm-hmm. She still has contracts and obligations to fulfill, you know what I'm saying, in the entertainment industry. So it's like it's a bad investment for her to actually, you know, have this trial be thrown out because, you know what I mean, of her saying one thing and then saying another at a different time or under oath or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So with all that going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead.
Not so. Do you think that this whole situation, even post trial, I mean even pre trial, you think that this whole situation, pre trial and anything, was manipulated and anything by people other than Meg and Tori?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, they try to point their finger at Roc Nation. I just think that it's a little. I think it goes outside of Roc Nation. I'm not gonna say. I'm not gonna. Exclude Roc Nation from it. But I think that that's a lot more to it than just Roc Nation. People just point at Roc Nation because that's all they know or they heard of or they can remember. And they because Roc Nation's on the front line, they know it's linked to Jay-Z right. And so on and so forth or whatever like that. Yeah. But there's more to it. There's more to this. You know what I'm saying? Meg is big.
But actually she is, but she isn't. Because what she excuse me. What she is an entertainer, but what she is in terms of how she's looked at for people in this kind of situation is that she's a symbol for something bigger than entertainment. This goes way beyond Roc Nation. This goes way beyond any label that you could ever name, because she's a symbol. She really, to be honest, she's a symbol for women. She's a symbol for feminism. You know what I'm saying? So, and also, and like, in terms of that, it's like not too long ago, actually a couple months ago, it was, it came out that that girl Amber Heard was lying on Johnny Depp, was abusing
Okay.
Johnny Depp, and Johnny Depp was found to be, he was found to be innocent on all that stuff. He was completely exonerated, even when a whole his whole fan base basically left him out to dry.
That's
He
different, though.
basically what he basically it's not different
It is
because
different. It
just
is different.
because how's it
It's
different?
totally different. And those white people.
Okay, but the symbolism is still there. It's still
Well,
in like I
the symbols are different when you write when you take a black marker and write on white paper, and you take a white marker, I mean a white crayon and write on black paper, it looks totally different. So
Yeah,
that's
I hear
different.
you. All that, right? But all that, right? I hear you. All that sounds good, but when it comes to, but when it comes to feminism,
It's been proven it's
feminine.
different.
No, I got you. But here's the thing about
Because
feminism is that feminine.
everybody loses. White women and black women are two totally different creatures. And everything, so it's totally different. You know
But
what I
they
mean?
all, but they all ride with the same
The
idea today.
not really. Not really.
Yeah.
Well, no, not really. And anything I'm saying, yo, a black woman is always trying to get to the top. A white woman and anything is usually, and sometimes and anything not, but you know what I'm saying, sometimes not and anything, but most of the time a white woman and anything is trying to find her way beside a powerful man. A black woman is trying to find herself to be a powerful woman, and maybe she might want a man by her side, powerful or not. So it's
Okay, but
different.
so why do they both say that men are trash? Both of them will say that.
Only white women that say that men are trash and everything is white women and anything who decided to go the way and anything of that are into women. That's it. But the ones that are into men still, the ones that are into men, and one day women are not going to be into men at all, or men just not going to bother talking to women and anything, as stated by the late great
Kevin Samuels.
Kevin Samuels. Anything, but
That's already started.
yeah,
That's crazy
it's
to me.
going to be at that point. It's going to be scary. It's going to be too scary to even be around them or to
Yeah.
talk to them. But it's like I don't think that all women and anything want to what was my point? I don't think that all women and anything they of that mindset and anything where they just hate men.
I don't think so either, but if you ever look at the coverage, the media coverage of both trials, Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, Tory Lanez, Megan Thee Stallion, it always has the same kind of angle. Tory shot Meg. Tory assaulted, abused Megan Thee Stallion. Johnny Depp was abusive to Amber Heard. That was even her testimony, you know what I'm saying? It's So the slant will always be against the man in the eyes of the media. You know what I'm saying? And and since 100% of people in this country watch the news, watch the media on some level, that's how the that's to bring it back to your point, that's how the jury pool is going to see that most of the time. And even if they and even if they see the opposite, even if they can block out all of the white noise and all the nonsense that's being spouted by this person, that person, and they could just view the facts and judge for themselves, they're going to be bullied into thinking that kind of into thinking that Tory did something to Meg because that, like I said, that's the world we live in now. We live in the Me Too movement. I mean, we live in the Me Too era. We live in the era of believe all women. We live in the era of women could do no wrong, and there's countless examples that I can name that prove that. You know what I'm saying? So, even though, like I said, I don't really like for them as people. I don't really care for them as people, but the symbolism of what this represents to everybody is not lost on me. That's how it'll always play out. And now, like I said, there's paperwork saying that Tory did this to her. You know what I'm saying? And Meg Thee Stallion is now a victim. No matter what, no matter of what really happened, regardless of what the truth is, she's a victim now, and she always will be a victim now because of this.
Is that something to sell? Is that something to be celebrated by women?
It's been celebrated by women f since Harvey Wein since Harvey Weinstein.
Just Bill Cosby.
And Bill and thank you. Thank you. And Bill Cosby and Tiger Woods before that. You know what I'm saying? Like this, like I said, this era of victimhood has been a long time coming. I'll say about 10, 15 years, but it's something that has made a huge impact. You know what I'm saying? A lot of the movies that you, a lot of movies and TV shows that you even, excuse me, that you'll look at today will have some piece of women being the victim of some kind of male aggression or abuse or anything like that. It'll always have a slant somewhere in there. You know what I'm saying? And that's a representative. Now say again.
It's either going to be a woman's being abused and she makes a comeback, or a woman seeking revenge, or whatever have you. Those are big
And that
sellers
was
in
my,
Hollywood.
say again.
Those are big sellers in Hollywood right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and
And
I
so,
look like I ain't
and so
mad
where
at
does
it.
that, but where does that put? I mean, I always think it's dope and everything when you show, like, listen, don't get me wrong. And I'm saying, yo, if I see, if you're jogging in a park and anything, right? And I'm saying you on your, thing, you like, I'm gonna come out here and I'm gonna go and do 6 or 7 miles and anything, I'm saying, around the lake and through the park or whatever like that, and up the trail. And I'm saying there's a good looking female. She can run up beside you, and she can do the same thing. She can run right beside you, whatever like that. You got a running partner. That's dope. You know what I'm saying? Do what I can do. But
Word.
I think that things got a little skewed here. Anything? I was trying to take this somewhere just now, and I just saw somebody trying to come in. I'm not sure if she's trying to get in or she's just listening. But anyway, I think that things got a little skewed. Anything with this whole you can do, something we can do what you can do, and anything thing. And I think that a lot of guys got scared, anything, to really take a side. And it's not so much as take a side to say, like, yo, I'm gonna put my foot on your neck. I'm gonna put my foot on females' necks. And anything, I think that a lot of guys got scared that if they didn't take the side of the female or whatever like that, or the people that's being victim, or the person that's being victim and anything victimized, then the fingers might start getting pointed at them too. And that's what I was talking about when I was saying, like, the talking heads and anything and the influences or whatever have you. Like, you'll look at the people, some people on the radio, I'm talking about New York radio right now, like a Charlemagne, or like a Ebro or whatever have you. They just came out the gate saying that, I'm saying, they believe that, they believe everything that Meg was saying. I was like, how could you dare believe that if you weren't there? I mean, I was like, this, it was just weird to me. I mean, I know how court cases go. I'm saying, I watched that whole trial and anything anyway, outside of just knowing how court cases go, fortunately and unfortunately. But it's like, I watched that whole thing, man, and it's like, it was just weird to me that they just disregarded all of the factual evidence and anything, and they went along with the testimonial and anything. It was just weird. That was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So weird that I was like, this, damn, you know what I'm saying? Just call it a federal case and anything, and say that you build your case off of circumstantial evidence and anything. You know what I'm saying? I know that all too well. That's called a conspiracy case. You know what I'm saying? And this was not that. This was a state case. You know what I'm saying? Where everything in state cases are much more geared towards hardcore evidence. And they disregarded and just ran, you know what I'm saying, like, dismissed all of the hardcore evidence in this thing. It was just weird. But back to the talking heads and anything who got so much influence, they just jumped right on the bandwagon and just started saying, like, but they believed her, they believed her. And you would think that somebody like a Charlemagne, he would be careful in what he say he believes, and you know what I'm saying, and aside and taken aside, because he also had a case that was hanging over his head, and he saw where that got him and anything when he tried to do the B-roll of that R. Kelly documentary and anything, and nobody saying that R. Kelly was right here. Every R. Kelly was dead wrong. You know what I mean? He should have been stopped when he fucked with Aaliyah. And we all know that. Anything, everybody who was involved with R. Kelly should have got locked up too, not just him. Go get them all. Go get Sparkle. Go get them all. Go get everybody. You know what I'm saying? Because yo, y'all knew that they do like young girls. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Don't sit back and let him keep going, Nathan, if you know he like young girls. Don't let him make 50,000 more, you know what I'm saying, hit songs that we came to love, you know what I'm saying, and want to play at weddings and family reunions and all types of shit. You know what I mean? Get him
Wait,
out of
no,
here.
hold on. Wait, hold on. Hey, hold on. I don't want you to leave that real quick. So let's use R. Kelly as an example, right? Notice I never said R. Kelly, but I mean, so I'm gonna say R. Kelly now in terms of he's what he was back then, what Meg Thee Stallion is now. He was he there was a lot of there was a lot of accusations being thrown his way, and it's like, yeah, there was a lot of evidence, and yeah, there's a videotape, but what happened? Because he was because at that time he was in and out of court for like 4 or 5 years, and they just magically went away. Why? Because there was a lot of money invested in him. R. Kelly is probably the greatest singer, songwriter, producer of this generation or of all time. He's literally the most prolific songwriter in the last 40 years.
Okay.
And I
About
say
that.
that with confidence. So there's a lot of money that people were making off him, billions
And
and
that
billions of dollars. So for him,
you
so yeah, so
Go
for
ahead.
him, so yeah, so for him to be convicted of that stuff, you know what I mean, of doing that with that girl and things like that, it was more lucrative just to pay him off, keep him quiet, let the charges drop, and let him keep churning out hits. Until you can't turn those hits out no more, and then you get thrown to the wolves. You know what I'm
So let me
saying?
ask you, but R. Kelly was still capable of making a hit and anything when it was time. I think the pressure just started coming down on all of the people and the entities around him. And I'm not talking about like the managers and stuff like that. I'm talking about like the bigger people. I'm talking about the record labels and all of like the bigger companies around. I think the heat started coming to them, and it was like we're in a day and time now where if people say like you're engaging in business with certain people and anything, then you can run the possibility of being canceled. So I think there was time for him in a situation like that. But it is always about big business and about money. It's definitely always about
Right.
that. And I
Right.
say that and I agree with you on that so much that when it comes to the whole Meg thing, that's exactly what happened. So I do see the parallels where you're coming from with that. The
Right.
parallels, Nathan, with Meg is there was so much money behind Meg, so much. So there's so much money invested in Meg. It's like Meg hasn't even dropped a true album yet.
In a
You know what I'm saying?
year and a half.
And it's been even over a year and a half. She hasn't dropped an album yet. Her debut album hasn't dropped. That's a mixtape. It's been arguably a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? That was
Oh,
that
really?
she still yeah she still owes money,
Oh.
and she sold an album to 1501, which is called Crawford.
Yeah,
And
right.
so, and which is the he's the ex-baseball player, and he started a label. And you know what I'm saying, he was kind of been being backed by Jay Prince and anything with that label.
Right.
So it's like all of a sudden, big money put Meg in a spot where hold on, let me see that we got a message here. Yeah, we got a message here. I'm gonna play that back in a minute. It's like so much money has been put into Meg and anything, right? From like the record labels, you know what I'm saying? I think she signed to Atlantic, where, you know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
she
And
said she signed to Atlantic.
I believe she signed to Atlantic and anything. She's managed by Roc Nation, which
Right.
is all big money and anything. And you started seeing like the money being funneled into Meg and anything, and the all of the damn, what's the word I'm looking for? All of the money that's being funneled to Meg and anything that I forgot the word I was looking for. But when you started seeing her doing Revlon commercials, you started seeing her on SNL, you started
Oh,
seeing her on a potential
yeah.
on what I'm looking for. And they put on a Forbes 30 for 30 and anything, right? Forbes 30 for 30 and anything. I'm saying it's like this. Yo, you on Forbes 30 for 30, 30, 30 by 30, 30 million by 30 years old and anything. I'm saying it's like, yo, how are you up to $30 million? You haven't even
And
dropped
you
the
ain't dropped
album.
a full album yet.
It's just crazy and anything. Like the money and all of the interest that they, you know what I'm saying, they focused on Meg and anything. I'm saying at that time. And you know what it is. That comes from the money that's going in. It's not because of the money that's coming out. And anything. So they got predictions. They got predictions on her. And anything, I'm saying, to make a lot of money for them. So she's a cash cow and anything to them. You know what I'm saying? So they put her with a, you know what I'm saying, a high end writer, which is Party Fontaine. Tried to say that she was in a relationship with him. I think that's fake. They put you know what I'm saying, they did the Revlon thing, you know what I'm saying, which was great. They put on SNL, which wasn't her time yet. You know what I'm saying? And then they
put
they,
on a bunch,
you know,
they put on a few TV shows. The She-Hulk thing. She had a Burger King commercial. She had a bunch of things.
And she has a Popeyes endorsement and anything because she had to make the stuff different from and anything, right? And it's just too much for somebody who don't have an album out yet and anything. So you start to realize that it's just a lot of money being funneled in her. So now you start to take the influence and anything and the connections and relationships and anything that maybe Atlantic and maybe Roc Nation does have with people and anything, whether it's in law and outside of law. You know what I'm saying? And start to say like, yo, Tory, the cards were stacked against you at that point. It's just that Tory couldn't take a plea. It was impossible to take a plea because if you take a plea, you still getting deported no matter what. You know what I mean? So I understood why he fought that case and anything, but it was just a nasty and disgusting thing to see and anything, how not just the money that they put into all of these labels, I mean, all of these endorsements and stuff like that, but that same money had to be spread to like the influencers and anything to say like, you know, like you might not, it might not be called payola anymore, but that money is being spread and anything throughout record labels and whatever like that. Where, you know what I'm saying, you got, yeah, it is. It gotta be. You know what I'm saying? Gotta be. There's no way in hell that an Ebro and a Charlemagne and anything is gonna jump out there and anything on a line and just start saying like, yo, she's innocent. You don't even know. You wasn't there.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's no. like so many people. You know what I'm saying? It's like the thing to do. It's like a trend to say that she was innocent and anything before it's time. I was like, yo, let these cards fall the way that they may. And anything, and even after that, you know what I'm saying? Be objective enough in anything to make sense of what's going on. You know? Yeah, I mean, it's just a nasty thing to be. And I get it. Everybody after the bag, everybody after a check or whatever like that and anything. But yo, where does your integrity lie at the end of it all? Or maybe there's no such word.
That's true. And like I said, in this day and age, the era of clout, there is no such thing as integrity because everything is bought and sold for, I mean, any and everything has a price tag on it. You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy that reality is entertainment.
No doubt.
Let's listen to this message.
I think Megan is waiting to drop that album because she's just signed with Roc Nation. So she's still currently, I think, under her old label. I'm believing that's what it is. It could be wrong, but I think I'm 96% sure, right?
Yeah.
I like how she said 96% sure.
96%. Yeah, see, she was pretty much on the course and they know what we were saying too. But but yeah, that's about right and everything. But It's just nasty, man. Anything to see. But listen, I'm being honest. I didn't listen to Charlamagne no more anyway. Once he started, you know, what I'm saying, once he jumped. And I felt like R. Kelly was wrong too. But when Charlamagne jumped on that bandwagon and anything, and was on that B-roll, I was like, ho, what are you doing? What are you doing? Why are you talking? If you got a case down in South Carolina and anything, where you from? That star from Storm Book Wild, he brought it to the forefront and anything or whatever. It's like that star brought it out and anything about a girl who was accusing you of a rape back then. Like, why would you do that? Why would you even, like, people don't understand. There's another choice that you can make in all of these situations. And it's called shut up. Just don't say nothing. You know what I mean? It's like, I know everybody, like I said, everybody's out for the bag. Everybody want to check. Everybody want to be friends and anything with like big names and stuff like that and do favors for people, whatever like that. But sometimes if you know that, yo, you got a soiled history, or you know what I'm saying, you got some skeletons in your closet, you got to be like, yo, listen, man, I want to, but I can't right now. You got to just take a step back or whatever like that. And I think that this gives you a chance to start to see, like, a lot of times you got certain men that's in positions and then places where they can be, and I don't know if they really care, or, you know what I'm saying, as much as they claim they care and anything, they want to be looked up to by their peers and anything or whatever like that, or whatever, or if they just want to be, you know what I'm saying, they want to be a favorite of women and anything, but it's like they're in a place where other guys could look at them and anything and say, yo, you know what, he's a solid dude, whatever like that. And they missed it. They missed that bus. They missed that boat. You know what I mean? They dropped that ball, you know? And it's like this, damn, man, you know what I'm saying? Yo. And I was just telling somebody just earlier today, I was like, yo, you know what, man? And anything, I was like, yo, if you say that if there was a club where guys can go and be guys, there's not going to be many people in there. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of dudes and anything, I'm saying, yo, they don't be dudes anymore. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about anything where you grab your nuts and whatever like that. And you know what I'm saying? Yo, you got to, talk about, you know what I'm saying? Yo, people being gay or whatever like that. And I ain't gay and I ain't doing this and I ain't doing that. And anything, talking about what you do and don't do. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about men being men. You know what I mean? Men that can be respected by other men. And they, you know what I'm saying, yo, and you can go home and you can be, you know what I'm saying, around your girl, your wife, or whatever, have your significant other, your partner, and anything, and you can still be looked at as a man and anything, you know. You know what I'm saying? For who you are in the house as well as when you're out of the house. That's all. You know what I mean? And I think that this case, it gave me a chance. I seen a lot of dudes who I'm like this, yo, man, you really suck it out on that one. You really suck it out and anything, not because you was on the jury, but because I just heard the way you stand and anything, heard where you stand on a case like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, you just touched on the importance of manhood and how it's such a rare commodity these days, or such a rare occurrence to see people, to see men who are actually, steadfast and they're firm in their beliefs, and they don't care about they don't care about outward opinions or even some money or any kind of other outside valuable things to trade that with. You know what I'm saying? That's such a thing. Like that's something that I appreciate in other men. That it's like the people that I meet that are the same at you know, in any kind of circumstance or through any kind of adversity, you know what I'm saying? Like that's real manhood. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Manhood, like my man Sinful Pete, he always says, is that manhood, a man, to be a man, you have to be the truth. You are the truth. Manhood and truth are synonymous because men are the same. Manhood is the exact 100% same from peacetime, wartime. You know what I'm saying? You're fucked up living on the street. You're in the penthouse. You know what I'm saying? Like 50 or James St. Patrick. You know what I mean? It's completely the same. It doesn't ever change. You know what I'm saying? And that's something that is that's something that we're called to be. We're called to be the truth. You know what I'm saying? Because without that firmness, without that steadfastness, all you have is chaos. All you have is weakness, and you got suckers come running around here, you know what I'm saying, doing a whole bunch of ridiculous, nonsensical, you know what I'm saying, evil things. For evil reasons, or for things that aren't even valuable. You know what I'm saying? Manhood is priceless.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what's being bought and sold. That's what's being bought and sold. That it's sold to us in the media, and it's being bought by the people with money. And what they're buying. The view of what a man should be. You know what I'm saying? And that's actually why I brought up the thing with the movies and TV shows, you know what I'm saying, with men abusing women, you know what I'm saying, women, you know, beating up men and all that kind of stuff. It's like, that's not manhood. Not only is that not true, none of that stuff is real, but it's not that's not what manhood exemplifies. You know what I'm saying? And even Tory Lanez, right? Like I said, I don't really care for him personally, but I don't believe that he's that kind of person to actually start, bucking shots at a female because they have an argument. You know what I'm saying? He's never struck me as that. You know what I mean? He always struck me as something that somebody that always had some kind of character about himself. You know what I mean? Held himself to some kind of standard. If not for the simple fact of him being completely independent since he's been out. You know what I'm saying? For him not wanting to bow down to a label and get in bed with a label and not have the rights to his work and things like that takes strength. That takes principles to be able to walk that line, and on faith that people are still going to ride with you and buy your product. You know what I'm saying? You can't be that kind of person and then turn around and be the opposite. You know what I mean? Where
Be
you're
a loser
gonna, you know what I
be a
mean? Where
loser when you
you're gonna
choose
harm a woman. You're gonna get in. You're gonna get in beef with a woman. You know what I'm saying? And shoot at her and cause commotion and put yourself in a position where you could lose all that. That's not manhood, bro. That's not it. So like I
Yeah, I know.
said, man, it's crazy to watch the whole thing play out because it's like I see through all that. And from what I hear from certain people, if they ever talk about it, they don't, they see it just like I do. It's all a bunch of bullshit. You know what I'm saying? It's all theater. The what you know what I mean? Like they say, like they used to say back in the days, the world is a stage. And you could see the actors playing out the script. You know what I'm saying? Playing out the agenda, playing out, you know what I'm saying? The mentality that they want you to have. You know what I'm saying? So that I don't really put too much stock in all this kind of stuff. But like I said, I know what I'm looking at. It's just it is what it is. Reality TV is like the biggest selling thing. You know what I mean? Like 80% of the shows on TV is reality based, quote unquote. You know what I'm saying? So this is just another episode in the real life people's court. You know what I'm saying? Or Judge Joe Brown or something like that. It is what it is.
The sad part is that this kid goes to prison, loses his freedom, loses his means to survive, or to make money and anything, and take care of his family. He'll survive, but he lose all of that and anything as a result of all of this. For the next, you know what I'm saying, what they projected to be 23 years or something like that. But I'm pretty sure it won't be that. But he'll get deported. He won't come back to the States or whatever have you. Who knows if he'll have the same means to make music the way he did here or whatever, or the same outlets or whatever and anything without being able to come here to the States or whatever. The
Yeah,
good
he'll
thing
be
is
all
that
right.
we got the internet. But
Right.
hopefully they don't take over that from him. He's still, he can still do music. But and he's not he he's he stained, and I think he's stained by the very people and everything who was staying at him in the beginning. I think in the
Right.
heart and in the hearts of men and everything, whether they're true men or not, I think that they know. They're like this, yo, you know what? You know what I mean? I just had to get my check. Or I just had to, I mean, these ain't men who I would fuck with. But I'm just saying, like, people had to get their check. People had to, you know what I'm saying, do what they had to do to keep their jobs and whatever like that. You know what I mean? But it's just a sad thing that this dude, you know what I'm saying, he his freedom suffers, and you know what I'm saying, they build stories off of this. They do Instagram and TikTok posts and everything about what he eating for Christmas dinner and all of that stuff like that and everything, you know what I'm saying, they make joke
All
and
that
fodder
hood
about
shit.
it. You know what I mean? I think that's foul. All of that's foul. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But like I said, at the end of it all, you get a chance to see, you know what I'm saying, yo, who's the mice amongst men?
Right.
You get a chance to see and anything who's the real leaders and who's the followers or whatever like
Yeah.
that, and it's disgusting. It's disgusting and anything, but you know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? It's one of those, what do they call them? A learning moment. It's a learning moment.
Right. It's definitely a learning situation. You know what I mean? And I really do think he's going to come out stronger than this. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of the situation, it's like you and I both know, with the media, with the system, it's like the system is designed for them to, you know what I mean? They do what they want with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like if the people didn't create it, you can't expect them to have any kind of like real control over how it's run. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so stuff like this, we're literally regular people like you and like, you know, regular people, you know, on the street or whatever, have gone to jail for less, for longer and for less. You know what I'm saying? Central Park Five. You understand me? The janitor that got accused of rape. You know what I mean? And the white chick that accused him of rape came out, said that she lied, still served another 15 after that. You know what I'm saying? It's like I said, they do what they want, you know what I mean? And a lot of the times you're in a higher risk of having that happen to you than others. You know what I mean? It's like you step out of your house, you're rolling the dice with basically every aspect of your life. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, this is a learning situation. Like I said, he's gonna come out. I don't even think he's gonna do 20 years. I say he'll probably do five. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely getting deported. He's not gonna be able to come back here. But like I said, I think he's gonna come back stronger, you know, and this time he should use it wisely. He should prepare himself. He had 2 years to prepare himself, you know, financially, you know, so that he could, you know, he could bounce back. He can come back at them harder after his time is done. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? Like we'll see what he brings in 2027.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
No
We'll
doubt.
see, what comes about him. You know what I mean? I'm praying for him. You know what I mean? Blessings to Tory Lanez. You know what I mean? His family and his whole crew. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I
Stay
mean,
up, brother.
and listen, at the end of it all, at the end, be honest with you, man, and everything, I hope that, you know what I'm saying, I'm not wishing like, you know what I'm saying, like a Meg burning hell over this, man. I'm hoping that her mind is all right, her head is okay, you know what I'm saying, after
No.
all of this, you know what I'm saying, because, you know what I'm saying, look, whether she got shot or not and anything, that's her thing, you know what I'm saying, I'm just hoping that her
Right.
mind is right and her head is right and anything at the end of all of this, because once upon a time they were friends. Once upon a time, that time they were in a relationship together. You know what I'm saying? No matter what
Right.
she said, they were in a relationship together and they were friends or whatever like that. And hopefully and anything, you know, you can sleep at night after all of this is over with and you see a friend of yours and anything having to spend their moments and their days and their nights and their months and years in prison and anything over this whole big thing that was probably just a mix up and a, you know what I'm saying, unfortunate thing.
Right. I mean, look, blessings to Meg Thee Stallion also, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause like you said, she got to live with this whole situation that she was a part of. But the real thing that I hope for her is save your money, baby. Save your money. You know, because you're just another in a you're going to be another in a long line of, you know, I hate to say it, but you're going to be a has-been at some point. You're not going to be reveling, you're not going to be hot anymore. So save your money. So hopefully one day your money can save your ass. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
I
gonna
mean
shut up on
that.
that. I'm gonna shut up right there. That's where I'm a damn, you drop. Damn, well, damn, what the hell was you trying to drop on her? I'm fucking done. This guy, yo, what type of advice was that to give
Easy. Save your money so your money can save your ass. I mean, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That money, that money ain't forever.
True,
Money
you
is
right.
not forever.
You
Money
right
is
about
not
that?
forever. You
No
know what I'm
doubt.
saying? I don't want to see Meg in a couple years. You know what I mean? She went from having Burger King and Popeyes commercials to actually working in one. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to walk up to the Popeyes over here, you know, stand me on Amboy Avenue in Woodbridge, and she's like, "Yeah, would you like to try the new super spicy, super niggerish chicken sandwich?" And I'm like, "Yeah, wait, don't I know you from somewhere? Oh yeah, I used to be Meg Thee Stallion. Damn, baby, what happened to you? Why you got fucking grease stains up under your armpits? You know what I'm saying? What's that, bitch? You never had a mustache before. What's with all that shit?
All right, man. All right. Yo, you crazy as hell. But yo, man. You
I'm just playing, but for real.
We're gonna put a
we don't I don't wanna see you looking bad.
Yeah, let's put a put a stamp on this, man. Amazing. Yo. That's it, man. That's all I wanted to get to. I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, let it be known how I felt about this whole thing, how I saw it, and you know, make people and anything take notice of just how just yeah. The way things was presented and the whole division and anything between, you know, a lot of guys don't really, you know what I'm saying, don't really see things the same way. I'm pretty sure a lot of females don't like the outcome of things. But you know what I'm saying, just to show that, you know what I'm saying, whether the outcome was wrong or right, the whole case itself and everything put a lot, it was like it put a divide on people and groups and everything, whether it was the same gender or different genders, it put a divide in anything the same way that the Trump election did. You know what I mean, people bugged out over right. that and everything, but yep. And this is like the biggest case of this century. You know what I'm saying? This is the biggest case of this century. I don't know. What was the last one? What was the one of the last century? It was, I forget what it was.
The last century.
OJ Simpson was the one before. Was the one. Yeah. Oh, no, the decade. I meant to say.
Of this decade?
Yeah, the 90s was OJ. The 2000s was what?
The 90s was OJ and Michael. 2000s was Michael and R. Kelly.
Okay.
2010s. Mm-hmm. I don't even know.
2010s was R. Kelly. 2010s was R. Kelly. But whatever. And yeah, Nathan, I'm saying, but here we go.
It's all good.
But yeah, man, let's put a cap on it, Nathan. I'm saying, yo, no. Once again, we coming to you, Nathan. Row and AG, Disturbedly Random. Anything,
you did.
Still back smacking the shit out of you again. Anything, all right? Hold on, man. What the hell is that about? Oh, somebody was trying to... Nah, somebody was trying to get in. I don't know what that was. I don't know how this whole thing works. Anything?
Yeah, this stereo thing.
It was weird now. But yeah, we about it, man. We done. Anything, let's figure it out another time. Yo, we out.
Yeah, what up? I holla.
Holla.